Argentina's new president has done a lot of controversial and headline-grabbing things, but I think one of the things that's flying under the radar, flying, if you'll excuse the pun, is how he's opened up Argentina to allow foreign airlines to serve domestic routes within the country. That's something that we don't allow here in the United States, but it's something that we probably should, especially with the consolidation of American-based airlines in recent years. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. No guest for me this week. Instead, we're taking a little bit of a deep dive. Maybe we're taking off, I should say, into looking at this policy implemented by new Argentinian President Javier Milei that will allow foreign airlines to operate in Argentina. Basically, he's abolished the state monopoly on domestic routes in Argentina. Now, we don't have a state monopoly, obviously, on domestic airlines in the United States. There's not like one, you know, U.S. company or government-owned entity that operates air travel in the United States, and we should be thankful for that. We do have quite a bit of competition among domestic routes, but that competition has been dwindling in recent years thanks to a number of mergers and acquisitions. There's really only four or five different airlines that operate truly national networks at this point. And we could allow more competition in. We could copy what Argentina's done and allow more competition from other airlines based in other countries. And I think that would be something that would ultimately benefit American consumers. To make my point, let's think about the holiday weekend that happened a month ago already, believe it or not. But over the Christmas holiday weekend and through New Year's, something like 12 million travelers poured through American airports. It was one of the busiest travel periods ever, the busiest one certainly since the pandemic. And the high demand for holiday travel means that you end up with snarled security checkpoints and long waits at baggage claim, but it also comes with high prices. The average domestic airfare over Christmas was about $320 this year. That's according to a report from a company named Hopper that tracks airline prices. That's actually a bit lower than it was last year. Average prices a year ago spiked to well over $400 over the holiday weekend, over the Christmas holiday weekend and through New Year's. So where does Javier Milei in Argentina fit into all of this? About a month ago, right around the holiday weekend, when all that travel was happening here in the United States, Argentina's new libertarian president announced a so-called open skies initiative that now combined with an abolition of government price controls on airfares, that new rule is going to allow foreign airlines to directly compete with Aerolíneas Argentinas, the national airline that has managed to lose a whopping $8 billion since 2008, despite the fact that it has a monopoly on domestic flights. Now, as I said at the top, America thankfully does not have a government-owned monopoly responsible for domestic air travel. We should be very glad of that. However, the federal government does prohibit foreign airlines from operating flights between American cities, from operating domestic flights. So that means Americans only have a few choices when it comes to flying domestically. If you want to go from Philadelphia to Denver or Seattle to San Antonio, you have to fly on an American-based airline. And on some less commonly traveled routes, you might not have any choice at all. I live close to Charlottesville, Virginia. There's a nice, small, but nice little airport there in Charlottesville. There's only two different airlines that serve it, and they only have three flights a day. Could there be more? Possibly. So these restrictions on which airlines can operate where is something called cabotage. And the laws that restrict cabotage by foreign-owned and operated airlines are really just protectionism for the shrinking number of American-based airlines. And as always, consumers end up paying the price for this protectionism. A 2020 paper from the Brookings Institution and Washington State University found that American travelers would realize $1.6 billion in annual benefits from the entry of just one foreign airline into the United States, just a single one. Some of those benefits would be pretty straightforward, lower prices created by greater competition, but other benefits, the paper says, would likely materialize too. If given the chance to expand their operations in the United States, low-cost European airlines like Ryanair could bring their innovative business models to this side of the Atlantic. Now, I've been lucky enough to do some traveling in Europe recently, and I can tell you firsthand that there's a lot of things Europeans don't get right. I mean, nobody has air conditioning, the washing machines are too small and take too long. There's a lot of problems in Europe. But one thing they do get right culturally is airlines, is flying. You can fly basically anywhere across the European continent for less than $100, and you can do it without booking months in advance. That's largely because they abolished a lot of the domestic restrictions that existed there decades ago. The elimination of those national monopolies, the elimination of those cabotage laws and regulations in Europe produced a flourishing market that includes a lot of your legacy brands. It includes Air France and Lufthansa, the companies that you've heard of that have been around for decades. But there's a lot of startups operating in Europe too, like Ryanair and WOW and others that most Americans have never heard of. And the result has been lower prices and more options for consumers, for people who are looking to go from one city to another. Allowing foreign competition wouldn't necessarily solve all the problems that naturally occur when millions of Americans decide to travel over the same weekend, of course. There's only so many seats in the airport bar, there's only so many planes that can take off and land every hour, and as far as I can tell, no airline in the world has solved the problem of screaming children kicking the back of your seat. But even so, more competition would force existing American airlines to offer better service or lower fares or find other ways to bundle those things together. And more capacity, of course, means more opportunities for Americans to visit their far-flung loved ones, not only during the holidays, but throughout the rest of the year, too. And if famously over-regulated places like Europe and Argentina can embrace the benefits of competition and a free market when it comes to flying, I mean, what the heck are we waiting for, guys? America can't afford to fall behind places like that. I'm Eric Bam for Reason Magazine. You can check out more of our coverage of everything going on in Washington, D.C. and around the country this week at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.